From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, another American tourist detained in North Korea, reportedly for leaving a Bible in a hotel where he'd been staying.
But first to the commemoration of D-Day, the day 70 years ago when more than 150,000 U.S., British, Canadian, and other forces stormed the beaches of Normandy, France, a turning point in World War II which led to the defeat of Nazi Germany in Europe. President Obama spoke today from the American Cemetery, where 9,287 white marble tombstones dot the bluffs above the beach.
By daybreak, blood soaked the water. Bombs broke the sky. Thousands of paratroopers had dropped into the wrong landing sites. Thousands of rounds bit into flesh and sand. Entire companies worth of men fell in minutes. Hell's Beach had earned its name. By 8:30 a.m., General Omar Bradley expected our troops to be a mile inland. 6 hours after the landings, he wrote, we held only 10 yards of beach. In this age of instant commentary, the invasion would have swiftly and roundly been declared, as it was by one officer, a debacle. But such a race to judgment would not have taken into account the courage of free men.
Well, later on the sidelines of a lunch meeting, President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin met face-to-face for the first time since Russia annexed Crimea, one of the biggest challenges to European security since the Cold War. Joining us from Normandy is NPR foreign correspondent Eleanor Beardsley. Eleanor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, so much history on this day, but so much going on right now, especially with President Obama and President Putin there together today. What was the atmosphere like?
Well, the atmosphere was quite amusing, actually, because the big question was, will they speak? Because this is the first time that they've come face-to-face since the Ukraine crisis. And at one point on the ceremony on Sword Beach, a big windswept Normandy beach, the guests, you know, the heads of state arrived, and they showed on a big split screen, Obama and Putin, President Obama and President Putin, as if they were standing together, and everyone just in the crowd sort of laughed, roared with laughter, and then applauded. So even though they've put all of these tensions and problems on the back burner to come together to celebrate the sacrifices of this day, it's in the back of everyone's mind, you know, the standoff between the West and Russia, and it was quite amusing to see that.
And I know that one of the other interesting things was the presence of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was there along with a small contingent of German veterans in a gesture of European unity. What about that?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting, the German presence here. I came in 2004, and that was the first year that Germany was officially invited. Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder came. You do see a lot of Germans who come, but you don't see German veterans. And one German man told me that it's very sensitive. They don't come at the high-profile times. They come, you know, off-season. They do come back sometimes. But there's not the same feeling. So there is a little bit different feeling with the Germans. The French, the British, the Americans, Canadians are all together. And the Germans, although they're on our side now, there is a different feeling to it.
Eleanor, there are a lot of people who were attending today's ceremony who are getting up there in age, 80s and 90s, right?
Absolutely. Most of the veterans I've been talking to are 89, 90, 91, and some of them are frail. Some of them are surprisingly robust, but they made it, whether they're in wheelchairs, walking with canes, or quite healthy. They're here, and everyone, all of them tell me they're so glad they came back to the 70th because, you know, the decade celebrations are big ones, and this is probably going to be the last time that so many of the veterans that participated on this day in 1944 are here together. And many of them told me they found Obama's speech very heartfelt, very personal. He reached out to younger generations, and he said, take inspiration from these men and what they did. He thanked the French for taking such good care of the graves of our fallen soldiers. And he paid tribute to the men who had made the ultimate sacrifice. He really covered a lot of ground, but you felt it personally. He did. He talked about his grandfather, and people really thought his speech was genuine.
As I was landing on Marine One, I told my staff, I don't think there's a time where I miss my grandfather more, where I'd be more happy to have him here than this day. So we have to tell their stories for them. We have to do our best to uphold in our own lives the values that they were prepared to die for.
What was the moment of today that stood out to you the most?
I guess at the major ceremony when Obama arrived, he just went down the line and he shook hands and he spoke with all the veterans. And you could hear them speaking with him, and he was saying thank you so much to the British Canadians, not just the Americans. And there was a real personal connection. And I spoke with a veteran who had passed President Obama a picture of him in 1944 when he had captured some German soldiers, and he took it from him, and he was so pleased that he was able to give him that picture. So I think that the veterans felt a personal connection with the president today, and you could see that in the way he greeted with them and spoke with them.
Now, Eleanor, you're based in Paris. Today, in 2014, do the French feel that the Americans saved them from Nazi Germany, or how do they feel today?
If you go to Paris, you might not think that they feel that, but when you come to Normandy, you feel it so deeply, I can't tell you. It is still very deeply felt here, and there are French people who are so just, I don't want to say obsessed, that's not a good word, but they are so moved by what happened here 70 years ago. They dress up as GIs, they go around in 1944 Jeeps, they come back every year. And I was with some veterans, and some French people came up to me and said, please, could you translate for us? Could you tell them that I got this patch from somebody from the 29th Airborne, and I have this keychain from them, and we thank them so much. They wanted me to be the go-between. They wanted to talk to these veterans, and these are just sometimes French, working class or farmers, or people that don't speak English. The connection is still very deep, and even in the younger generations, all the school children out of school, they're at all the ceremonies. So I would say yes, that they are still deeply grateful for what happened here 70 years ago.
NPR foreign correspondent Eleanor Beardsley joining us from Normandy today. Eleanor, thanks.
Good to be with you.